A couple of years back, I attempted to sell my car on Craigslist. I was told by a friend it was a good place to buy and sell cars, and I knew that if I wanted to get the most money I could for the car, I would have to sell it that way. I listed the car at what I thought was a fair price. It was a 2009 Ford Fiesta with a little over 100,000 miles on it. Nothing was really wrong with the car, but I wanted something newer and I also wanted something a little bit larger. So I took some pictures and I listed it on Craigslist. I hadn't had any experience on Craigslist to that point. I thought that the website looked kind of archaic when I first went on it, and for some reason it made me think that it was kind of sketchy. But I thought, hundreds of people use this every day and it works fine. So I went ahead with the listing. After posting the car online that I was selling, the next day I got a response. The way that it would work was that your phone number would go on the listing at the bottom. People who are interested would then text you. The first text that I received asked if the car was still available. I said yes. Then whoever this was asked to come over and look at it. I knew better than to invite some random stranger to my house though. I said that we should meet someplace else. The person responded saying no, they wanted to come to my house and look at the car. Immediately that seemed suspicious to me. Why would it be such a big deal? There were several businesses nearby. I said that I would feel a lot more comfortable meeting in a public parking lot. The person once more said that I could just give them my address and they would come over. At that point, I stopped responding. They weren't seeming to get it that I did not want them to come to my house. If somebody was that insistent on going to my house, then maybe they had bad intentions or something other than to look at my car. They texted again, but I ignored it. So I didn't get any other interest in the car that day. The next day, however, I did get another text regarding the car from a different number. This person said they were interested in the car and asked if they could look at it. I said yes and right away suggested a local shopping center parking lot to meet at. The person said yes. We arranged for that night at 7 o'clock for them to look at the car. The person didn't really give me any information about themselves. I finally asked what they looked like and a name so I would know who I was meeting with. He said his name was John and that was it. So when the time came, I drove the car to the local shopping center, which was about 5 minutes away. When I got there, the parking lot was mostly empty at the back, so that's where I went. I was a little nervous meeting someone from Craigslist for the first time, but I figured that we were in a very public place and the guy probably wanted to buy my car. A few minutes later, and I saw another car pull into the parking lot. It was a new-looking vehicle and it drove right over to me. After parking, a man got out. I got out of my car and I went over to meet him. I asked if he was John, and he paused for a moment before saying yes. The guy seemed sort of sketchy from the start. I thought that maybe I was just paranoid. He then walked over to the car and started looking at it. Within 2 minutes, he said to me, "I don't want this car." Then he started to walk away. I was thinking that it was really weird, but whatever. I said bye to John, and he walked back to his car and then got inside. Then I went back inside of my car. I was so confused at the whole thing. Why did he want to look at the car? He didn't test drive it or anything. He could have seen online everything that he saw in person. So at that point, I started to drive home. I noticed that John started leaving at the same time as me. He drove behind me out of the parking lot. Then, as I drove down the street, he was also driving behind me. We went in the same direction for a while, and when I turned, he turned. I got suspicious at that point. I drove around a little and paid attention to John behind me. Every time that I would turn, he would turn as well. It seemed very suspicious. Enough suspicion for me to not want to drive home anymore. Instead, I just started making random turns and going down random streets. John did everything that I did. I didn't know what to do or where to go. Then I had an idea and I just started honking my horn constantly as I drove. I don't know why that's what I thought to do, but I did. He followed me for a good minute and then decided to stop. John turned at a random street and I kept going. Then I carefully drove all the rest of the way back home. Thankfully, I did not see John for the rest of the way back. When I got home, I felt lucky to have made it home all right. And that's when I remembered the other number that had texted me about the car, how they wanted to go to my house so badly. I realized that maybe it was the same person. Maybe John simply got a new number or phone and texted me with that. Then he would just follow me home to see where I lived. And that would also explain why he seemed sketchy and seemed to have no real interest in the car. I'm also guessing that John was not his real name. What that man's true intentions were, I don't know, but I'm glad I don't have to find out. I took my car off Craigslist after that and sold it to a dealer. I may have not made as much money as I was capable of, but at least I stayed safe. When I was in college, during my junior year, I lived in a house with another roommate. It was a two-bedroom house, and my roommate Bianca was good friends with me. We met freshman year, and our senior year we were going to be living as roommates in an apartment instead of a house. The house was cool overall, but the apartment was going to be a little nicer. I remember that we got this crappy couch from Bianca's parents that we had when we lived in the house. We wanted to get rid of it when we were moving to the apartment. The couch was pretty large, and for the apartment we were not going to be bringing it over. So towards the end of our lease, a few days before we were going to move into the apartment, we decided to give the couch away. It was in pretty good shape, and if someone wanted it, they could take it. If not, we would just throw it away. We listed it for free on Craigslist and took some pictures of it and stuff. A few days went by and there was no interest. Then I remember that Bianca told me someone was coming over to take it later on in the day. I asked who, and she just said some guy. Bianca had made the listing and was kind of taking care of things, so I just said okay and I was glad we were getting rid of it. So sometime that afternoon, I heard Bianca say that the guy was going to be there soon. I went down into the living room and we had the couch there as well as some chairs and a coffee table and some other stuff. There were boxes around because we were preparing to move. The couch was large and would be at least a two-person job to move it, so I was going to help. A few minutes later, the doorbell rang and a man was there on the front step. We opened the door and let him inside to see the couch. He said that he had a pickup truck and we looked outside and saw a pretty large one. The man then started looking at the couch. He went around it to all corners and seemed to be measuring to see if it would fit in his truck. We made some basic average small talk about stuff during this time. Overall, he seemed like a pretty normal guy for the most part. Then we helped him pick up the couch and carry it out the door and to his truck. After that, he left and our couch was finally gone. Now, fast forward to later that night. It was about 9 or 10 o'clock. I remember that Bianca told me that the guy who got the couch had just texted her again. He asked her if he had forgotten his wallet at our house by chance. My first reaction was, how on earth would he forget his wallet in our house? I thought there was no way. He was barely inside and didn't pay us or anything. Still, we looked around a little. The guy texted again saying he thought it might have fallen out of his pocket on the floor while he was lifting the couch or something. We looked and at first still didn't see anything. Then I moved one of the chairs in the living room to see a small black wallet. It was like directly underneath the center of the chair. I really have no idea how it could get that far underneath if it had just simply fallen out of his pocket. But nevertheless, it was there. I looked inside of it and there was no driver's license. However, there was three $1 bills and what appeared to be a debit card. That was it. Really not much for a wallet. So Bianca texted him that we had it and he said that he would be there in about 10 minutes. Now, this is when things get really weird. Like just 2 or 3 minutes after that, I went to turn on the outside light to the front step. When I did, I saw what looked like the man walking sort of in our yard. He was barely in my sight and kind of walking between our yard and the neighbor's. I moved to get a better look, but he had walked away. I only saw him for like a second. I didn't see his truck parked in the street or anything though. Then I went up to my bedroom to get a better look at the side yard and backyard. When I did, I actually saw the guy again. He walked around to the backyard and then was sort of looking at the house. It was really creepy. The lighting back there was not good at all, so I could honestly barely see him. Bianca came up and was looking as well. We were asking each other what the man was doing. Bianca was so creeped out that she said she didn't even want to give him his wallet back anymore. We were seriously considering calling the police. Then we noticed the man walk out of the end of the backyard and into the neighbor's behind us's backyard. So after that, he was out of our sight. Then, maybe 5 minutes later, there was a knock at the front door. Bianca and I went down and looked out of the living room window to see the guy standing on the front step. He knocked on the door again moments later. Bianca went over to the door but did not open it. She said from the other side that we had his wallet. The man then asked for the door to be opened so that he could come in. Bianca said no, she would just hand him the wallet and he would leave. The man did not seem happy with this. He seemed surprised and asked what the problem was. We didn't want to let him know that we saw him in the yard for fear of how he might react. Bianca just said that he needed to take his wallet and then leave. I remember the man started saying how he was going to give us both a cash reward for giving him his wallet back if we would let him in. I was thinking, what is he going to give us, $1 each? Because there were only $3 in the wallet. Maybe he had more money on him, but nevertheless, I didn't really believe it. In fact, this only creeped us out more. Bianca did not open or unlock the door. Instead, she just took the wallet and walked over to a window. Then she opened it up and threw the wallet out in the direction of the man. She said, "There's your wallet, now go." Then she closed the window quickly. The man picked up the wallet, but knocked on the door again, saying that he wanted to give us a cash reward. That's when Bianca yelled at him and threatened to call the police. Finally, the man left. We were both very creeped out by his behavior. We stayed up late, but thankfully he did not return. Days later, we moved into our apartment and had no more problems with the guy. Looking back, Bianca and I both think that the man planted a fake wallet under the chair. He obviously wanted an excuse to go back to our place. Why, I don't know. A couple of summers ago, I was looking to buy a golf cart. I live a little out in the country, and there are a lot of roads and paths nearby that would be great for it. And my yard is also pretty large as well, and I've been thinking about making a path. So I remember that I started looking for one on Craigslist. There were a few in the area, and I found one that was probably the best deal. It was a new listing, and it was looking like a good golf cart. I contacted the seller and asked if it was still available, which it was. The listing said that it worked fine and ran great. I decided that I would like to buy it, and I asked the owner if I could come over and see it. If all lined up and it was what the ad said, then I would like to buy it. So I got the address from the seller, and we agreed to meet there the next day. When I arrived, it was about 10 minutes away off an old country dirt road. In this particular area, most people have very large properties of at least 5 or 10 acres, sometimes many more. This property looked to be very large. I parked on the side of the street, and then there was a long driveway that I walked up, and I saw a guy walking towards me. This was the seller, and he said hi to me, and I said that I was there to see the golf cart. He said that he was going to take me to it, and then we walked over towards his garage. There was another golf cart there, and the man told me to hop on. The guy selling the cart appeared to be in his 50s or so and had grayish hair. He said that he would drive me to the cart that he was selling. So I got on, and the man started to drive away. We went behind his house, and then we went onto this trail that led into the woods. I was wondering where exactly we were going. I thought that if he was trying to sell the golf cart, that it would already be in his driveway, maybe. Still, I didn't ask him at that point. We drove down this path through the woods, and the farther we got, the more dense the woods became. I was amazed at how large his property was, or at least how far we were driving down the trail. At one point, he turned left and went down another trail in the woods. Then he turned right at another path. I am not even joking when I tell you we were driving on trails through the woods for at least 10 minutes. It was kind of loud, so nobody really said anything. I kept thinking that we had to be close, but we just kept going and going, deeper and deeper into the woods. And the longer we were, the more I thought that maybe I should just leave. It seemed sort of sketchy. After a long time, I finally spoke up, and I asked the man why it was so far away. The man just turned to me and said, "Well, this golf cart isn't technically mine." I didn't know what he meant by that at all, or how that related to driving into the woods for the longest time. I sat there thinking about what he said. Then I just wanted to leave. For a while, I was too nervous to say anything. Then I finally spoke up. I said, "I changed my mind. Can we just go back?" The man turned and laughed a little and said, "Oh no, we're in too deep now, son." He just kept right on going. Then, I don't know if it was just instincts or what, but as we approached a small bridge, I just leaped off the golf cart. I hit the ground and fell down, but was not injured. The golf cart slammed to a stop up ahead. I quickly got to my feet and then ran over and jumped down around a bridge towards the stream that went under it. There was this really small and shallow stream. It was maybe 6 feet wide with many rocks on the edge, and the water only being maybe 2 feet deep at the deepest point. I just started running along the stream through the woods. The man did not seem to get off the golf cart and chase after me, though. I just kept running and running, and then after a while changed to a jog. After about 10 minutes of that, I finally hit the end of the property. There was a dirt road that I could tell was not part of the man's property anymore. So I took out my phone, and I barely had a signal. I then directed my way back off instincts and was thankfully able to make it back. When I returned to my car, I saw that there was now a closed gate blocking off the driveway of the property that I had just visited. I got in my truck and went home, and never went on Craigslist again. This was my scariest experience using Craigslist. It takes place many years ago now. So I was looking around on the free ads, which I did kind of a lot back then. I didn't have that much money and was always looking for good deals or cool things for free. I didn't get a whole lot of things, but I had managed to buy a few cheap deals over the years. So I remember that I saw this TV that was for free. The ad didn't really say much. It just had a picture of a pretty nice looking TV that was on the floor of a room. The TV was on, and the ad just said, TV for free, works fine, no problems. That was all the information that it had. The city was pretty close by, so I decided to text the owner. I figured, why not? I mean, it was free, so what's the worst that could happen? After contacting the owner of the TV, they told me to come by and get it that night at 10 p.m. I said okay. Looking back, that was pretty late, but I didn't question it. I figured maybe they worked late or something, and with the TV being free, I didn't feel like I should be nitpicking about when I got it. I mean, if it worked like it said, the TV was worth at least $100. Now, I never really wondered why somebody would give it away for free at the time. Maybe I just wanted to believe it, even though it seemed too good to be true. So that night, I set out to pick up the TV. I had the address and I put it in on my phone. It was like 10 minutes away, and when I got to the neighborhood, I got kinda nervous. It looked pretty sketchy and not the best area. It was quiet though. Most of the houses looked small and run down. I parked my car on the side of the street and got out anyways though. I texted the owner saying that I was there and they told me to come in and get the TV. So I walked up to the front door and knocked on it to be polite. I didn't want to just walk right in. As I knocked on the door, I didn't see any lights on inside really. I waited after knocking and nobody seemed to be coming to the door. This only made me feel even more nervous. Then, finally, I heard a woman's voice yell from inside the house, "Come on in." I could tell that she was not by the door, and I wasn't sure why she didn't answer it, but I did what she said and I walked in. The house was mostly dark, but there were a few dim lights on. To the left, there was a living room, and to the right, there was a small pantry. Straight ahead was a hallway and the kitchen and a dining room area. The woman was standing in the kitchen. I barely saw her, and she said, "You're here for the TV?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "It's up in the attic. You'll have to go get it." There was a ladder coming down from the ceiling with a door slightly open on the right side of the hallway just in front of the kitchen. The woman did not give any reason at all as to why she didn't bring the TV down herself or why she couldn't go up and get it. Even though everything in my mind and body was telling me not to go up there, I did anyways. I think it was just so awkward that I didn't know what else to do. I got to the ladder and started to take a few steps up. The woman then went around the corner and out of my sight. Meanwhile, the attic was pitch dark, with no lights on inside of it at all. When I made it to the point where my head was now in the attic, but my feet were still on the ladder, I heard something. I couldn't really see anything, but it was definitely the sound of somebody walking in the attic, closer to me. It really freaked me out. In an instant, and out of pure reaction, I zipped back down the ladder. Then, without stopping or anything, I ran to the front door and left the house. I did not stop running until I had made it all the way back to my car. Then I went home. I felt so glad to be back and was grateful that I did not have anything bad happen to me. When I looked online, the listing was now gone. Looking back, there was just way too many red flags in that situation. For one, why would they want me to go up in a dark attic by myself to retrieve the TV? Also, in that neighborhood, why would somebody be giving a working nice TV away for free? And who was in the attic? I hope I'm wrong and that was just some crazy, bizarre, random coincidence, but I don't think I am. So this happened years back when I was younger. I've done a little bit of acting over the years. It's not my only job, but I've appeared in several commercials and have done a little modeling and stuff. At one point, around the time of this story, I hadn't had that much experience yet. I had been struggling to find jobs and was looking everywhere. I needed cash and was looking at gigs and jobs on Craigslist. I came across one that seemed promising. It was an ad for a model needed to help promote a product for a business. It seemed right up my alley, and I responded, saying that I was interested in the job. The next day, I received a response from a man named Eric saying that he wanted to meet me for a job interview. I didn't know that there was going to be an interview, but I agreed to it. He gave me an address for the interview. I thought that it would maybe be the company that was doing the ad or something, but when I arrived, it looked like an apartment complex. Then I was supposed to go up to Eric's apartment. This seemed a little sketchy. I did it anyways, though. When I met with Eric, he just seemed weird and kind of gave me a bad feeling. He was not really that great at talking and the whole thing was just really awkward. He asked me some of my background information and my experience. Then he asked me where I lived and where I went to school and stuff. After basic talk for maybe 5 minutes, he asked if I wanted the job. At that point, I just had a bad feeling. I told him no thanks, I would decline it, and then I left. He was just like, "Okay, bye." Now, after that day, I didn't think much else of it. I ended up getting a different part-time job the next week. Then, like maybe a month after the meeting with Eric, I saw this news story online on my phone. I saw a picture of the same guy Eric who I had interviewed with. The news story said that he had been arrested for stalking a woman in the area. I read the story and pretty much he had lied to her about having a modeling and acting agency. Then he kept stalking her and started threatening her as well. I was shocked and at the same time not that surprised. I'm really glad that he was caught, and I realize how close I came to him possibly stalking me as well.